Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 222. Now we're going to start off with this update from Transworld. The always popular City Museum Party is back, and it is still completely private. Come have fun with friends and fellow attendees. We'll have the museum all to ourselves. Your ticket includes your choice of a hot dog or a large pretzel if you purchase tickets on or before March 7th. A DJ playing music in Architectural Hall between 8 and 12. Cash bars will be available in the following locations: the Architectural Hall, the Vault Room, the Cabin Room, and the first floor main space from 8 to 11 p.m. Note, bar locations are subject to change due to COVID restrictions. City Museum reserves the right to shut down any bars or stay open later depending on the flow of business. Food and snacks available for purchase in various locations. Lockers will be available for $10 on the first floor to store any personal items. There's no coat check available. There's free parking in the main lot for up to 80 cars. All guests will be required to wear a mask at all times unless they're eating or drinking while sitting in a designated seating area. And please note that the early bird pre-show discounts for the City Museum will end Monday, March 7th at 11:59 Central Time. Sponsored by Fearworm Hauntvertising. Get more information at haashow.com. We have a little sad news from Mysticon in Roanoke, Virginia. Mysticon has always been as much a family reunion as it has been a convention. Knowing that and looking at business, staffing, health and safety concerns, it has become apparent that we will not be able to have the Mysticon that we know and love February 25th through the 27th. This was not an easy decision, but one that is necessary. Please be patient with us as we issue full refunds to all those who have purchased badges. If you have a hotel room reserved and still wish to use it Mysticon weekend, the hotel will honor the room rate. If you have any questions, please email mysticon.mail@gmail.com. We wish you all a healthy and prosperous year and look forward to the future when we can gather again. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Mysticon. We have this from the Fear Zone in Memphis, Tennessee, announcing My Bloody Valentine's Massacre Haunted House. The Fear Zone presents their Valentine's Haunted House the weekend of February 12th. Get your tickets now for that perfect date night. It could be your last. If you order online, you'll receive automatic VIP. Otherwise, pay at the door. Get more information at facebook.com/fearzonefearworld901. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of voice actor Roger Jackson to the lineup for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 25th through the 27th at the Sheraton Atlanta. Jackson is known for providing the voice for the serial killer Ghostface in Scream, as well as Scream 2, Scream 3, and 4, and has appeared in animated films and television series like the Walt Disney Company's Book of Pooh. He also voiced the maniacal monkey genius Mojo Jojo and the rowdy rough boy Butch on the Powerpuff Girls. For more information about Days of the Dead and tickets, go to daysofthedead.com. We have this news on the Love Sucks St. Valentine's Day Massacre Horror and Oddities Market coming to Bridgeview, Illinois. On Saturday, February 5th, the Hardcore Hearst Club and Oddities Market present the 5th annual Love Sucks St. Valentine's Day Massacre Horror and Oddities Market at Bridgeview Park, District 8100 South Beloit in Bridgeview, Illinois. Check out over 50-plus vendors as they bring you oddities and creepy merchandise for your dark heart's desire. Find some great gifts for all your creepy Valentines. Get more information at facebook.com/hardcorehearstclub or facebook.com/oddities market. We have this news from Arx Mortis at Ghost Hill Haunted Attraction in Killen, Alabama. It's My Bloody Valentine 2022, The Homecoming, happening February 11th, 12th, and 14th. Haunters from all over the world assemble under one roof as legions unite once again at Arx Mortis. Who will you see at My Bloody Valentine? To get more information or to participate as a guest actor, visit facebook.com/arxmortis. We have this news from the Brighton Asylum Haunted Attraction in Passaic, New Jersey. New Jersey's legendary Brighton Asylum opens its creaky doors this Valentine's weekend for Dark Valentine, a scary good time that is guaranteed to have your date clinging to you for life. Experience two world-class haunted houses, Brighton Asylum and the Bleeding Grounds, as well as the unique actors and social media-worthy photo op experiences. February 11th and 12th, ticket booth hours are from 8 to 10 p.m. on the 11th and 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on the 12th. A waiver is required, and tickets are on sale now. It is strongly advisable to purchase your tickets in advance to ensure your participation in this event. Tickets will be available at the door unless it sells out online. Get more information at BrightonAsylum.com. We have an update to the Mad Monster Party coming to Concord, North Carolina. We have a Revenge of the Nerds at Mad Monster Party 2022. Curtis Armstrong, Robert Carradine, Don Gibb, and Brian Tochi join the madness in North Carolina February 18th through the 20th. Don't miss your chance to meet them. Individual and group photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more information, visit madmonster.com. We have an update from the West Coast Halloween Convention coming to Portland, Oregon. We are now taking applications for speakers for the West Coast Halloween Convention, May 13th through the 15th at the DoubleTree in Portland. If you're interested, email scott@hauntersconvention.com. Our Halloween marketplace is also accepting booth reservations. Get one today by contacting dawn@hauntersconvention.com. And please help us keep the grants program going by donating an item for our charity auction. Contact Casey, that's Casey with a K, at hauntersconvention.com. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information on this charity convention at hauntersconvention.com. We have this from the Carnage Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. Are you ready for date night? Your group gets a single glow stick. We turn out the lights. That's right. Lights Out is back. One weekend only, February 11th and 12th, and tickets are extremely limited. This event will sell out. For more information and tickets, visit carnagehauntedhouse.com. We have a little gaming news regarding the DICE Awards. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. Bethesda's Deathloop continues to rake in the accolades with another Game of the Year nomination for the 25th annual DICE Awards. The nominees for the event were announced a couple of weeks ago across 23 categories. Deathloop leads genre titles with 8 nominations, followed by Devolver Digital's psychological horror card battler Inscription with 6. House Marquee's Returnal has 5 nominations, while Capcom's Resident Evil Village and Resident Evil 4 VR have 4 and 2 nominations, respectively. Xbox Game Studios' Psychonauts 2 has 3 nominations, while Warner Brothers Games' Back for Blood has a single nomination in the Online Games of the Year category. For Game of the Year, Deathloop is up against Inscription It Takes Two, which earned the Game of the Year award at the Games Awards in 2021, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and Returnal. Meanwhile, Village has earned nominations in Outstanding Achievement in Animation, Outstanding Achievement in Art Direction, Outstanding Achievement in Character, and Adventure Game of the Year, joined by Devolver Digital's Death's Door and Psychonauts 2. Resident Evil for VR, of course, has nominations in the VR-centric categories Immersive Reality Technical Achievement and Immersive Reality Game of the Year. The awards are arranged by the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences and held during the Interactive Arts and Sciences annual DICE Summit in Las Vegas. The DICE Awards take place on February 24th at the Mandalay Bay Resort and will be live-streamed courtesy of IGN. We have this from the Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. Valentine's Day Sucks, a special off-season event presented by Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction. Visit Necropolis for a date night to die for. No need to fear if you don't have that special someone to join you. Our monsters are thirsty for some action. Put away the roses and chocolate and experience Necropolis as it's completely decked out with twisted valentines and gory teddy bears. Roses are red, violets are blue. We've got our tickets ready, and so should you. Get more information at necropolisunderground.com. And finally, we have this news regarding Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida. This comes to us via ThemeParkInsider.com. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Florida has won Theme Park Insider's inaugural award for Best Theme Park Halloween Event. Celebrating 30 years this season, after missing 2020, Halloween Horror Nights has grown to become the nation's most popular theme park Halloween event, and Theme Park Insider's readers say that it is the best one as well. Ranking the houses at Universal Halloween Horror Night, Theme Park Insider readers voted Halloween Horror Nights to the win over finalist Knott's Scary Farm at Knott's Berry Farm in California. In the fall, Theme Park Insider invited subscribers to its email newsletter to nominate categories in each event for the annual Theme Park Insider Awards. If no candidate received a majority of the nominations in its category, candidates with the most nominations were named finalists. Theme Park Insider readers then were invited to vote for the winner from among those finalists in a poll posted on the front page of their website. The Big Scary Show sends its congratulations to Halloween Horror Nights. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we sift through the cold and the snow of January, you know, we can all revel in the knowledge that pretty soon, a couple short months, it hopefully will start warming up in some parts of the country, which signifies, you know, convention seasons are starting to gear up. I believe Fear Expo is starting up this weekend. Transworld will be here in 2 short months. Can you believe that? A lot of horror cons are kicking in. And a few Haunters conventions are throwing out news, Midwest and West Coast and all that. But there is one very unique convention that is just a fantastic event for everybody. But this, of course, is the Haunters Against Hate, the event. And they are having their second convention this year at the Clarion Conference Center in Lexington, Kentucky. We've had this gentleman on several times with us to talk about it. We're getting him on now to start giving out the preliminary information and, of course, so you can start making your plans to join HAH, the event, in July. I have Mr. Paul Lanner with me. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, thank you, Drew. How are you?
Always good to talk to you, my friend. We are digging out from the snowpocalypse of this past weekend, but that's, you know, the Carolinas don't know how to remove snow and ice from the roads, so we're just kind of hunkered down and trying to stay warm.
That's all you can do at the end of January, mid-end of January.
Absolutely. But let's not talk about mid-January. Let's talk about early July, July 8th through the 10th, in fact. Haunters Against Hate, the event 2. So let's touch back about the first event. Initially, when you announced it, you know, it was met with overall positive reports and reviews. You had the event. I've not asked you about this. How were the numbers? How were the people? How was the reaction to the first Haunters Against Hate?
The biggest thing is how much positive feedback I received from everyone who attended. Would I say it was the largest convention of the year? No, but everyone who attended said they generally felt so welcome and at the event and so much love. And that's, to me, what the event was all about, especially during like the award ceremony. It was a very emotional, touching point in the convention, which you don't see too often in horror conventions, and this really moved people, and that's what's really important to me. That's what Haunters Against Hate is all about, is empowering people. The vendors had a great time. There were fun drag shows. There were workshops, so it all flowed really nicely.
Very glad to hear that. And again, for people who may not be familiar with Haunters Against Hate, it does raise money to help various LGBTQ communities and organizations that help youth in trouble or otherwise. And, you know, it came about several years ago with the very bad thing that happened down at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and that's why Paul started the organization. And it has just grown by leaps and bounds to the point where you created this convention. And as you said, it had such positive reviews, you had to do it a second time.
Yes, I, a lot of people were like, you're going to have to do this again. And I was like, this is so much work, but there was no way I could not because of the reception to the first one. I was like, you know what, this is worth it. And it, at the end of the day, as people are leaving and you see how people had so much fun, it makes all the hard work worth it.
And the thing I love about it is inclusive to everyone. You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be straight. No. You can just be whoever you are and be whatever you want to be at this convention.
That's right.
There's absolutely no judging. I love that.
No judgments, no, you know, opinions and everything. It's just like be who you are and feel comfortable with who you are and realize that this space will welcome you no matter who you are.
Well, the one thing we hope you are is a fan of horror, because this is technically kind of a horror convention as well. You have got some really special guests coming that will be, I assume, doing photo ops and selling autographs and things like that. Who are some of the people you have coming to be special guests?
Well, Laurie Cardillo from George Romero's Day of the Dead is returning again because she won the very first Haunters Against Hate Legacy Award last year, and she will be presenting the Legacy Award this year. And two people are receiving the Legacy Award this year for their advocacy for Haunters Against Hate. The first one is Brandon Crane, who played young Ben in the original miniseries of Stephen King's It.
Nice.
And the second one is Ricky Vitas, who was one of the makeup artists on Sci-Fi Space Off and has Vitas FX and does a lot of special effects work.
Excellent. I've met both of them at various conventions. They are just the nicest people, and they have some great stories. And I'm sure that people who have not met them will We'll love chatting with them. Brandon just had some great, great things to say, and Ricky has, like you say, a ton of talent. And
yes.
Will Ricky be creating or doing a makeup seminar or some kind of FX-type workshop?
He will be creating another look like he did at the first one. Last year, he created this, like, roadkill zombie, and it was amazing. And he said he's already, like, formulating an idea for the second one. He won't tell me what yet, and that's fine, but I'm intrigued.
Oh, geez. I can only imagine. Who else you have coming?
I'm really thrilled that Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is attending the event because he is very big with the LGBT community because of the documentary Scream Queen and how he's dealt with stuff in the film industry through the years being an LGBT person. So it is really a perfect mesh with Haunters Against Tape for him. And he's very excited to be attending. Of course, I'm excited because one of my favorite little films is Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean, which was his first film. So also coming will be Judith O'Day, who played Barbara in the original Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's awesome. I have not met her, but I have heard that she is...
She's sweetheart.
Absolutely. I've heard that she is just great with her fans and everything, so...
Fantastic. Yes. And when I was talking to her agent, I mean, the wonderful thing is, like, Judith and... Let's see. Judith... I just... For some reason, my head just went blank about
okay.
This. What is wrong with... There's someone else from Day of the Dead, and... I went right out of my head. But these people are so impressed and so wanting to help Haunters Against Tape that they are actually literally waiving their fees to come to my event.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Yes. Will they be doing more than just photo ops? Will they be doing Q&A panels or any kind of special events?
That I have to work out still, but I'm hoping for some Q&A panels, especially with Day of the Dead, because I am waiting for two other people that were in that film to see if they're going to be coming and joining Lori Cardill, and fingers crossed, let's hope.
Excellent.
Well, another cool thing is that the cast, I shouldn't say the cast, the crew of Night of the Living Dead 2 that is slated to hopefully come out this year will be at the event.
Oh, wow.
They have their own booth and they will be promoting Night of the Living Dead 2, which stars Lori Cardill, Jarlath Conroy, and Terry Alexander from Day of the Dead. All three of them are in it.
Fantastic. So they're going to have a booth. Who are some of the other people that may be vending out there? Will there be like advocacy groups or LGBTQ, you know?
Yes, there will. The PCSO, which is Pratt Community Services Organization here in Lexington, will have another booth. Free Mom Hugs Kentucky will be back. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will be back. I'm hoping that just us at the Oasis Center from Nashville, Tennessee, that Haunters Against Tape has supported, they may try and come this year. Last year they didn't because of COVID.
Sure.
So understandable. But so yeah, they're coming. I'm sure some of the haunts from Louisville will be coming back, like Devil's Attic and American Horrorplex. Probably Wicked World Scare Grounds from Lexington will be there as well.
Were those folks there last year? I know Travis is big into the Louisville haunt scene with American Horrorplex, and I believe he was there.
Yes, yes, they were all there.
Okay. Will there be any tours of any of the haunts in the area? I know Wicked World is not too
Wicked
far
World
out.
Wicked World will be having a special walkthrough and party on Saturday night after the event.
Oh, fun.
And it just came to me who the other person from Day of the Dead, because I equate him really with Martin, is John Amplis.
Okay, excellent.
Is coming to the convention as well. And he was another one that was very strong about not wanting to, you know, charge a fee to show his support, which is so nice.
Absolutely. I'm sure it makes things a little bit easier for you as far as setting up things too. So, you know, it just goes.
It does. But if anything, it really touched me. It's like really flattering. It's really sweet.
And I've mentioned this before to other people, it is just so ironic that the business of horror, which is, in a nutshell, people running around trying to kill other people, always seem to be the nicest people when it comes to charitable events and helping others. You know, there are some
That's very true.
You know,
the other awards at the event are going to be quite emotional this year, too. The Haunter of the Year this year is going to a 14-year-old boy based out of Chicago area who from the ages of, I think, 6 to 10 or, no, I want to say 8 to 12, he created his own little home haunt and raised $20,000 for community charities in his town.
Oh, fantastic.
And he now works at Hell's Gate Haunted House, but, I mean, he deserves that award wholeheartedly for what he's done, and he's only 14.
Wow, I can't wait to see him in his prime, you know, which...
Yes, you know. Yes. And the Memorial Award this year is going to a haunter that used to work at Travis's place, American Horrorplex, when it was called 7th Street Haunt, and Deputy Sheriff, and he was ambushed in 2021 and killed.
I'm sorry.
And he was only 27.
Hmm.
And it's going to be really emotional. His partner is actually accepting the award on his behalf.
That is fantastic.
Yes. Uh-huh.
One thing that I did not know that you had last year that you are having again this year is the Haunters Against Hate Scholarship Program. Can you touch a little bit upon that for aspiring students and such?
Sure. That was actually, it was a surprise to me last year. It was announced that the board went behind my back and they created this scholarship in my name, which is sweet. And it's one is going to be awarded this year, and it's a $2,000 scholarship that will be awarded to a graphic artist student going into the graphic arts or any type of art form. All they have to do is submit an application at huntersagainsthate.com, and they'll be reviewed, and the winner will be announced, I want to say, at the end of May, and will be presented the scholarship check at HAH, the event.
Oh, that is tremendous. Will they be in attendance, or do they have to be in attendance in order to receive that?
I would say no. I would love for them to be. And if there's a way to get them here, I will. But it's not necessary. It's not necessary. I mean, the important is seeing their application and their artwork and all that. And the board wanted that because of, you know, my regular job is doing graphic design. So...
It makes sense.
They wanted that to parlay with me.
Of course, that makes perfect sense. And you just mentioned you are still taking submissions and nominations for that. What is the deadline for that?
End of May.
Okay.
Yes, and you can go to huntersagainsthate.com, and there is a tab that says scholarship.
Okay.
And you click on that, and then you just fill out the form.
Excellent. And of course, not only do you have the awards ceremony going on, which is a big, I'm assuming, after-hours event, you have some other things going
on. It happens on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Sure. But you also have some other things going on as far as like shows and parties, things like that, correct?
Correct. There's going to be workshops, probably with the celebrities. There'll be Q&A panels, definitely a drag show, several drag shows. There's going to be a cosplay competition again and another makeup competition. In 2021, the theme was Create Your Own Cruella de Vil, and in 2022, the theme is Create Your Own Version of the Nun from The Conjuring.
Oh, gosh. That's horrifying.
Yes. I, as I tell people, you know, break your bad habits now.
Oh, I might have to put a rim shot in here for that one, so. So,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. As far as vending goes, are you still taking acceptance if you're in the greater Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio area, West Virginia, and you want to still vend? Are you still taking
Wherever you're from, if you want to vend,
sure.
You can go to, like I said, hahtheevent.com, and you click on the vendor tab and click on the big V, and that'll take you to the form just to fill out for a vendor, and it comes over to me, and then... It goes from there. And yes, I'm still taking submissions.
How are numbers as far as vendors? Are you increasing the numbers this year from last year?
No, I'm trying to keep it the same. I don't want to make it super big. to be honest with you, I like it more cozy, and it gives the vendors more opportunity for sales and everything, so they're not overwhelmed with, like, you know, 2,000 vendors, stuff sure. like that. It makes it a little more intimate, and that's what I want.
Excellent. I assume you will be selling books of Haunters, several of your volumes.
I shall. What? I shall. Book 7 was the one that came out this year, and that was the one that honored both living and deceased Haunters. And I may start on Volume 8 after Transworld to have it ready for HIH, the event.
Very nice. Do you have a theme for Volume 8 for people to start thinking about?
Not yet. I thought about doing one where it would be like haunt people who've been in the haunted industry over 10 years, but that would be difficult to prove.
Well, sure.
So I don't know how that would come to its fruition.
Well, I guess they would have to put that in their bio, and it might be verifiable that way, but who knows?
Right. So we'll see. There'll be the Haunters Can Save booth, the different shirt designs and all that stuff. The big thing that happened this month was I had reached out to Tim Jacobus, who was the original artist who did all the Goosebumps books.
Yes.
And he did a shirt for me several years ago because I worked on the TV show Goosebumps. And we met at a convention. We chatted, and I told him about Haunters Can Save, and he donated a piece of art. And I reached out to him. We've chatted through the years, and I reached out to him in January. And he sent me a new piece of art of Slappy that's for Haunters Can Save.
Oh, God, I remember that. That's horrifying.
Yep, and it's great. I have him already on a shirt, and it's Slappy with a paint easel. And it's awesome. And that was so nice of him. And I wanted him to come to the next event, but he can't this year. So I told him in 2023, I want him there because I want him to get a legacy award for his advocacy for Haunters Against Hate.
So is that a spoiler that there will be a Haunters Against Hate the Event 3 then, apparently?
Let's hope so. You know, trilogies always seem to work well.
Excellent. And you mentioned you met him at another convention. I know you're going to be at Transworld. Are you going to be at any other shows with your booth selling books and raising funds?
Yes, I have been invited, and I am the charity of choice for the Texas Haunters Convention this year in July.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is wonderful. So I will be there, and that's in Mesquite, Texas, which is right outside Dallas. And that's 2 weeks or 3 weeks after my event.
Congratulations.
So it'd be a little crazy. And I was invited to the Southern Carolina Fright Fest.
Carolina Fright Fest in Raleigh. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I probably will be attending that as well.
We will be at that. That's Memorial Day weekend. I think you were invited when you were on the show with the organizer of that one. So that is.
That's correct. And we were in touch, and she gave me a call. We chatted, and I will most likely be there.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So, speaking of fundraising, this is timely. You have a fundraiser coming up just next week regarding Haunters Against Hate.
It's the funny way it happened. There's a chain called Buff City Soap. Make great soaps, laundry detergents, and everything. It's really cool. And I had gone in there to pick up soap, and I saw they had a sign that said, you know, if you want to do a fundraiser, contact us if you're a 501c3. And I was like, okay. And I spoke to the people in the store, and boom, boom, boom. And next thing you know, I'm having a fundraiser at Buff City Soap this coming Monday or a week from today. And 10% of all sales from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. will be donated to Haunters Against Hate.
And where is this located?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's in Lexington, Kentucky. I want to say it's on Sir Barton Road. I don't know the exact address.
Is it also include online sales or just in-store?
Just in-store, unfortunately.
So if you're in the greater Lexington area, go get yourself some soaps and help out a very good cause.
She said the other option is if people want to show their support, they can always say, email me. Like, go to the website, say, oh, I want this particular scent of soap. Email me, send me the money, and then I will just pick it up there and send it to them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which makes sense.
Sure. Sense. I see what you did there. Ha.
Thank you. Can't stop with the dad jokes. Never will.
Well, being a dad, I can't help but point them out, too. And that was a good one.
That's fine.
So let's review. Haunters Against Hate, the event 2, coming to the Clarion Conference Center in Lexington, Kentucky, July 8th through the 10th. You got a little bit of time to prepare. There's a lot of flights that go in and out of that area. You got I-75. I believe you got I-64. A lot of good hotels in the greater Lexington area. I have spent my time there at various conventions and other things. So it looks
I chose Lexington this year as opposed to Louisville from last year because Lexington's my hometown. I want to show support for my city. You know, so when people after the convention, if they want to go out to dinner and everything, they can support local restaurants in the Lexington area. I think that's important.
Excellent. Sounds like an absolute plan there. If you want to vend or if you want more information, I assume there is hotel information. There may be dining information options there. You want to see a complete schedule, keep up with who the special guest stars are. Look at the recipients of the upcoming Legacy Awards and to submit maybe for the HAH scholarship.
Yes.
Where can people get that information with websites and social medias, etc.?
There is hauntersagainsthate.com, and that's key for you to go to for the scholarship. And for all convention-related questions, it's hahtheevent.com.
hahtheevent.com, hauntersagainsthate.com. Paul Lanner, it is always a pleasure, my friend, to have you here on Big Scary News. We wish you the best of success with this. Hopefully the Big Scary Show will be able to make an appearance at this show to cover it. It sounds like a lot of fun, and you're only an hour and a half south of Meat Hook Jim, so if he can't make it, we're going to have to give him a talking to. But once again, folks, absolutely. But once again, I want to thank Paul Lanner of Haunters Against Hate. Haunters Against Hate, the event number 2, coming to Lexington, Kentucky, July 8th through 10th. Go visit that and support a very, very worthy cause. Paul, great to have you here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And as he just mentioned, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.